Right now, Mike's 12-17. Oren is 14-15. Chris Turtle is 15-14, and I'm at 18-11. Lots of season left to go. We said it. I think all of us got off to a slow start. Some of these college games have been very difficult to handicap, but we're at a point now in the season, much like the Dogs, where it's make or break, and this is a big week. Mike, we'll start with you. We need three winners.
Yeah, man. I've got three losses, again, attributed to tequila down in Tampa Bay 3 weeks ago. And my ankle still hurts from jumping out of that boat. I don't know. All right, man. Carl, Chris, what was that pick that Carl did last week that we were killing? It was Memphis versus somebody?
Yeah, it did.
Right. Yeah, it was Memphis, and then it was 7.5,
well,
and it was 7.
I figure if Carl's going to go that low, if he's going to stoop to those kinds of games out of market, I've got a rock and roll winner for you, Carl. We partied with these people once in New Orleans. I'm taking the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette -7 against Southern Alabama. Pay your $5 for ESPN Plus and enjoy the goodness.
All right, listen, Raging Cajuns, what's their record, by the way?
They're pretty good. They're 8-1. This is trying to lock in the Sun Belt Championship game. So
yeah.
I'm going to take those Raging Cajuns from Louisiana Lafayette, everybody, -7 over Southern Alabama. By the way, I was looking at BYU. It's only 2.5 over Kansas.
Okay.
And Kansas is like 3 games under .500.
Yeah, they're not good.
They're getting some guys back. I guess the offensive line is reshuffled. And I don't know, man. This is BYU at home with all those crazy Mormons going bananas, Carl. You know?
I told you this. We were talking about BYU. I think they're underrated. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I still want to see them play somebody. Neutral site will be a different story.
Right. I mean, Vegas knows something about these injuries. But, I'm taking the bet. You know, Coach Satake and that hat of his, it looks like a yarmulke because his head is like the size of a manhole cover. I'm going to go with those Cougars. The Cougars -2.5 against Kansas. Seems incredibly low. I'm sure I could hear steak in my head. It's a trap. All right, and then finally, Green Bay -5.5 against Chicago. Lots of injuries on the Packers defense, but I don't think enough to get the Bears, who are completely screwed up right now and just 6 ways to Sunday. So I'm going to take the Bears. I'm sorry, Green Bay -5.5 over the Bears, Louisiana Lafayette, and BYU.
I like it. That Bears pick, remember, they got a new guy calling the plays, Thomas Brown. Dog fans are familiar with him. He's going to be calling the plays this weekend. We'll see how long it takes for them to click. I don't know if it necessarily changes a whole lot for the Bears and where they are right now. All right, Oren, 14-15 on the season. Big O, what you got?
Go a little bit higher profile game than the Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns and South Alabama down there, yes.
He started it, okay?
Well, he did
blame
start
him.
It, yes. I'm going to blame
Wait
him.
Wait a minute. These are legitimate teams. You guys act like I picked some team that didn't exist.
If you play on a Friday night, man, I've got a couple questions for you. We're going to do Texas -12 versus Arkansas. It's a rivalry game, but I'm going to go hook them on that one. I think Texas is rolling. I think Quinn is rolling. I think they got some things figured out. So, yeah, give me them. Bengals. Give me the Bengals +1.5 versus the Chargers.
You're going to continue to roll with these guys?
They got T. Higgins back this week, man. They got T. Higgins back this week. And Chargers are a tough defense, but I think the Bengals can do enough offensively to get that win. So, yeah, give me the Bengals +1.5. And I was thinking about this one, but hearing how enthused BMAC was by it, though, give me Mahomes and company, man, +2 versus Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buffalo's struggling at the wide receiver room. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, I'm really debating that one. I'm with you. That Chiefs-Bills game, that's a 4 o'clock game, guys. Buffalo is favored by 2 points. You like Mahomes, right, Big O?
I like Mahomes, man. He said if he's an underdog, don't bet against him.
No, he's not lying. Chris Turtle, what do you got? He's 15-14 on the season. This is our pick segment, guys. Coming up, we are going to talk to Steve Kuhn and Hawk CEO in less than 10 minutes. What you got, Turtle?
Go Dogs. You know what? Season's on the line.
They're
coming out strong this week. Carson Beck is going to have that game that we've all been hoping for him to have. Tennessee, Tiger, Nico Iamaleva, a little banged up. Give me UGA -9.5, statement game at night in Athens to start off my picks. Then give me a couple of teams that are desperate as well to save their season in the NFL. Coming off a big win in L.A., give me Miami -7 versus the stinky Raiders. They get back to 4-6 and continue to try to save their season. And then give me the San Francisco 49ers. This is the week where they turn it on and they just start rolling for the rest of the season. San Francisco divisional game -6.5 at home versus Seattle.
Christian McCaffrey looked very average last week. I know it was his first week back, but he looked very average. The guys that have been playing in place of him have been better, but we will see. I am so glad that none of you took the games that I am thinking about taking right now.
Well, you've been on fire, so it means we're screwed.
Let's start with the Steelers. They will cover the 3 at home against the Ravens. Speaking of peaking, Chris, they're peaking at the right time.
You're saying Lamar Jackson is going to go to 1-4 in his career against Pittsburgh.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And the Steelers getting 3 at home? I don't quite understand this line. Now, I do from the standpoint that the Ravens offense and how they've scored this year, Vegas is looking at this and they're going, oh, Steelers have struggled to score, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a dogfight. I think they cover the 3. Don't know if they win, but give me the +3 for the Steelers. It is time for us and the rest of the college football world to recognize what Deion Sanders in Colorado is doing. They get Utah at home this weekend. Shedeur Sanders has thrown for over 2,882 yards, 24 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He should be invited to the Heisman Trophy presentation. But the guy that's going to win the Heisman is on his team, and that's Travis Hunter, who's accounted for 9 touchdowns, 68 balls, Mike, and 856 yards. They are not going to slip up. And let me throw something else at you guys. Who leads the Big 12 in sacks? It's the Buffaloes, 29. And they have a kid named B.J. Green who's balling out of control. They will not only beat Utah, they will beat Kansas. And, Mike, you just talked about Kansas. And then they get Okie State. Guess what if all of that happens? They're playing for the Big 12 championship and a top seed in the college football playoff. Who knew? Give me Colorado to cover the 11 at home against Utah. Last but not least, the Lions are really good, y'all. And they're not going to have any problems with the Jags this weekend. They're looking to start off 9-1 for the first time since 1934. They're 7-2 against the spread. I'm taking the 2 touchdowns, Mike. 14 points. The Lions will cover this because Mac Jones. Who?
Mac Jones
is starting for the Jags. Trevor Lawrence is hurt. They have a +8 turnover differential. And, oh, by the way, Montgomery and Gibbs, guys, each one of those guys has 700-plus yards from scrimmage. Not combined, each one of them. Jags are giving up about 130 yards rushing a game.